Do you miss me? Because I missed you. But even though I missed you, it seems sometimes missing somebody is just not enough. Actions, my people, actions really do matter. They go a long way. But listen, feelings aside, welcome to my podcast, Sins and Coffee. And for today, I want to do a wrap up on self-love. So if you haven't listened to my last episode, you may want to catch up on it before you listen to this episode. And the link, of course, is attached to my post. I'm also extremely apologetic for a few days of silence. I have had a little bit of a traffic jam in my assignments, in my line of work. So trying to find the balance between it and making sure I keep my podcast updated becomes a little bit tricky. But, well, I think all is well now, yeah, because I'm here. But anyway, the thing is this, yeah, after Valentine's Day, I went a little bit under, away from a lot of things, people, social media, and all that. And while at it, I took a quick survey on how people spent Valentine's Day. A lot of responses made me extremely happy because a lot of women that I talked to took time to treat themselves and pamper themselves on their own. Guys literally had a list of what they wanted to do for themselves each month. And I felt happy that there was a lot of self-cation in the air, you know? To say the least, I was extremely proud. I'm not saying it's not important how men celebrate it, but we know how important Valentine's Day is for women. It's a big deal. So kudos to all of you who spend time loving yourselves and not letting someone else determine the level of happiness with yourself on that specific day. What did I do? Like I told you in my previous episode, I was home getting me some mom love. Now I'm always going to be my mother's baby through and through, but anyway. That aside, let's focus on today. So in the last episode, we discussed the responsibility we have to love ourselves. And for this episode, I want to extend and add a little bit of the responsibility we have concerning love to address our responsibility to love other people once we master how to love ourselves, okay? It's a two-way traffic principle. First, to love ourselves. And even though we love ourselves, we need to understand that humans are social beings in nature. You cannot coexist on your own. For you to coexist, other people need to be involved. And those people, you must learn how to love them. That's where the two-way traffic comes in. And it's a vice versa type of play, yeah? Because I love me, then I love you, and you love you, then you love me. And we become a whole bubbly mess of love and cheers and laughter and all those good things that make people mushy. But anyway, that's not the point for today. You see, there is a child in us who will always want things done a certain way or will always be fascinated by some things more than others. That's why you will find probably I'd feel extremely mushy if somebody complimented me, while somebody else would feel way, way mushier if somebody bought them a present to compliment them, okay? Two different love languages. One is acts. What? No. One is communication. The other one is gifts, yeah? Where somebody else may be fascinated, or like even I would be fascinated if you took time off your day just to wash my feet. Acts of service. We are fascinated by totally different things. And these are things that we only discover when we take time to understand who we are from within. Okay? So for example, on the exterior, I tend to look tough, or so people say, especially men, I mean. I am constantly told I look mean and intimidating, and I just don't get it. I am the sweetest soul on the planet. But on the other hand, deep down, what people don't really know is I've discovered I am extremely shy. I am scared of sharing my ideas because I am extremely self-conscious of what I share with the world and how it reflects on who I am. Aside from that, I love genuine and uncomfortable conversations, and I try as hard as possible not to give up on someone before giving up on them, no matter how much it hurts. And that's just me. And it's something I've discovered those that I discovered that I wasn't comfortable with, I tried to change. Those that I could compromise on, I carried on. Okay. So I believe that once we understand who we are and what we want, we also need to take the same time and understand the people close to us and what they want or need, you know? We need to find out who they are and how they handle situations so that we can know if it's something we are willing to do for them. And if not, walk away before it's too late. So as I discuss our responsibility in loving others, I'm reminded of an incident that happened to me 3 years ago with a little adorable soul, God rest his soul. He passed away sometime last year. And from it, I got a lot of lessons on why it's extremely necessary for us to take a moment and really ask ourselves, the person who's sitting next to me, the person I call my best friend, the person I call my brother, my confidant, my sister, whatever, who are they? What do they want? What do they need? Because if they are a part of who we are, and if they are a part of our lives, then once in a while, we're going to be bound to performing either acts of service for them, communicating with them, having spending physical moment with them, giving them our time. And while doing it, we need to do it not only for ourselves, but also for them. So 3 years ago, I was having visitors over, and for a moment, I just wanted to run away from the normal mapochopocho that comes with any invite, yeah? You know, the delicacies that you expect, chicken, pilau, and all that. I was like, nah, too much cliche, yeah? Let me step outside the box. I wanted to do something for myself, okay? Catch that phrase. I'm inviting people over, but I want to do something for me, okay? Have a simple, exotic dish. Very basic, very relatable, but just cooked with a twist, okay? So here comes this adorable now angel who looked at his plate and he was like, eh. I'm like, what's up? He's like, there's no chicken. Embarrassing moments. See, when a child is told that they're going to visit somebody, there's something they expect at the back of their minds. When you tell that child, just dress up, we're going out, they expect something. It's very simple, it's very basic, but it means the world to them. Okay? Like, our little angel expected that. Yay, I'm going out. So definitely today I'm eating chicken. And at that point, I failed to take into consideration. And I failed to take into the consideration what the child really wanted. And honestly, child got so sad to a point it became awkward to eat. See, while trying to run away from the normal way of doing things, I failed to take into consideration what the child will actually need. Okay? I could say today, I'm not going to eat at 6, I'm going to eat at 7 because I'm on my own and what I'm doing is for me. But say when I have people over, I have to ask myself, what's their preference and what's mine and where's the middle ground where both of us will compromise on something but still reach that point where we have an agreement, or rather, should I cook and just serve them some food and eat so that if they prefer to eat later, it's okay. You know, those are considerations I did not take. Those are things I didn't take into consideration, and they ended up costing a very wonderful evening. And so, when my inner child is expecting chicken and you're constantly serving me greens, even when I ask for the occasional chicken, then I'm not going to be happy because, for one, I will constantly feel shortchanged. And see, that's the thing. While you have a responsibility to love yourself, to give yourself your exotic meal, it doesn't end there in the relationship, in the friendship, or in the social cycle that you are in. You kind of have a responsibility to love the other people around you. And of course, you communicate with these people, right? So if you do, you will have a clue of what the other person's chicken is. So instead of trying so hard to give them chicken feed or your exotic meal that fascinates you, you'd find a way to give them chicken once in a while. Getting me? So in our relationships today, we seem to be more focused on receiving than on giving. It's a problem of the 21st century, but anyway, what can we do about it? It's generally not a bad thing, but there's no way in earth that a flower so beautiful can last so long, yet it's only being watered on one side. At some point, it's bound to wither. And so are our relationships. When we constantly want things done a certain way, but we do not feel the need to reciprocate, we will receive for as long as a person feels they can give until they say enough is enough. Like I normally say, I'm the kind of person that will love you based on how I want to be loved. So everything I'll be doing for you, I'll be doing for you because I'm like, yeah, I'd want somebody to do this. There's a point and I'd be like, it's enough, yeah. Probably the person just there and get it, and probably even if they get it, that's just not what they do. So enough is enough. And that's just it. We need to water both sides of the flower. Otherwise, this flower can only last so long. But anyway, second story, rather funny story. So once upon a time in a far land of what would have been a perfect union, I liked somebody. And now if you know me well enough, I'm a sucker for communication. I want to hear the good and the bad. I want to engage in those uncomfortable details because I'm an overthinker. So if you don't give it to me straight, I will worsen the web with my thoughts. So this man, on the other hand, he hated communication, and worst of all, he hated saying sorry. I'm a person who will admit when I'm wrong, and I kind of expect the other person to do the same, but I won't force you. But I expect some form of gesture or sign to show remorse, yeah? So his form of apology was acts of service, where if he made me feel sad or annoyed, he'd take me shopping, make me dinner, you know, take me for a drive, those kind of funny things. Definitely it was a plus because I'd enjoy it, but he would taint it with words because he wouldn't let his bruised ego admit the actual reason why he was making me dinner was to apologize. So instead, he would throw the gestures in my face. So at the end of the day, we have a huge and settled debt where that apology bank is still empty. Okay? Yes, you have fed me. Yes, you've done everything, but you've tainted it all and there's no apology. And so the inner child in me is still longing for that apology that it's not getting. And that brings me to a critical theory that I've been carrying around for a while. Self-love can be both positive and detrimental. There is selfish self-love and there is selfless self-love. So selfless self-love is where we love ourselves hard, or rather harder, and love others hard. While selfish self-love, on the other hand, is where we love ourselves hard to a point where we are constantly screwing everything or everyone around us. So when we lack a balance on how much we extend love to others, then we risk losing valuable people in our lives. If you can't say you're sorry, at some point people stop looking, or rather waiting for your apologies. You get? See, in my understanding, self-love, in as much as it begins with loving yourself, it extends beyond loving yourselves. It involves loving others, making room for them and letting them feel your warmth, and the same warmth be felt by them. Okay? So the same warmth you're giving to yourself, you're giving some to them. It involves understanding that my woman or my man likes things done a certain way and leaving it at that. When we are too keen on practicing selfish love, we end up hurting those that we want to be happy or we are meant to love. So there are basic things that make people happy that we must always take into consideration when we are loving them. When people say, like, little things matter to me, little things like you just calling me before you sleep, and I admit little things are relative. For somebody, it might be a phone call. For somebody else, it might be money. For somebody else, it might be a vacation. Whatever that little thing is to them. So when they tell you that those little things matter to them, they're literally telling you, this is it for me. This is it. And you have a choice to see it, act on it, or ignore it. But when you ignore it every single time, because perhaps it doesn't make sense to you or it doesn't matter to you, slowly, you lose your person. And the inner child in them grows bigger, longing for the love they deserve. So yes, you're doing well on loving yourself, but how well are you doing on loving others. Because if you're so focused on not being an island and at the same time you're so focused on only loving yourself, it's going to be problematic at some point. It's going to be unfair. And once the other party realizes they deserve better, they will walk away. So yes, you would have done your best in loving yourself. You would have achieved loving yourself. But you will have lost a lot along the way because you didn't take time to balance loving yourself first and also loving others. You need to find that balance. So in my theory, that's how someone you love ends up longing for something else other than what you offer, because you disregarded the fundamental basics they considered for happiness while being too busy thinking about how your happiness is their happiness. You need to find that balance on your self-love journey, that balance to love yourself more than anyone else loves you, and at the same time, to love those that matter to you in a way that matters to them. Because if you're going to love me, there are things you will have to take into consideration to achieve loving me or anybody else. And the beauty of this is it doesn't only apply to relationships. It applies to friendships. It applies to family. It applies to acquaintances. It applies to any link that you are interdependent on. Don't let your love or people you value get away because you disregarded the fundamental basics of what loving them entails since you're too busy loving yourself. No, love yourself, but find a balance to love them, because self-love extends beyond loving yourself. It also involves loving other people and loving them right. So with that short, extremely short, this is not even humor. This is not even wisdom. It's just a thought. I hope you have a lovely week. See ya.